And in studio with me this morning is Sam Wilson. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Ann.
Well, glad to have you back in studio. It wasn't that long ago that you were here, but you were here with your brother James, and we were talking about Sons of Bill.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun coming in on Acoustic Sunrise.
A little early for musician types, though, usually.
Yeah, I've been getting up early these days, but with all this travel, my schedule's kind of whack right now.
Well, what kind of travel have you been doing? Just mostly with Sons of Bill out on the road?
Yeah, mainly with Sons of Bill right now. We actually haven't, we've been doing a lot of, we're still weekend warriors where we haven't done too much extended touring, but we've also been doing some recording out in California, and that time change flying back kind of messes with you a little bit.
So who are you recording with out in California?
We are recording with a guy named Jim Scott, who is an amazing producer, engineer, and I've just admired his work for years, and he was just always the guy that I really wanted to record our next record, and we sent him some music, and he had the time for you, so we just did it.
Then remind me, I recognize his name, remind me who he's worked with in the past.
Jim has, he's mixed a lot of the Wilco records. He produced and mixed a record by Whiskey Town called Stranger's Almanac, which is one of my favorite albums. And he's also worked with Tom Petty and the Foo Fighters, and gosh, the list goes on and on. He's done so many people.
Well,
Jayhawks.
Kudos to you for getting a chance to record with him.
Yeah, it's been an amazing, humbling experience. Just, I guess it was 2 days ago, or it was yesterday, we were in the studio with Greg Leese, one of the probably my favorite pedal steel player in the world. You know, he tours with Bill Frisell, and he's playing on our record. And so it was pretty thrilling.
Cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about this recording. I have to say that after listening to lots of Sons of Bill and seeing you guys play, this album is a bit of a departure in terms of the sound of Sons of Bill. And it was kind of interesting to me just kind of saying, okay, here's Sam, who plays with not only Sons of Bill, but people like Heather Maxwell. I've seen you playing jazz at Hamilton's. And this is what you're doing with a solo album. So I guess I would kind of expected a little bit more Americana sound, but it wasn't. And Jerry played Teenage Fan Club earlier this week, and I go, that's kind of where it's headed. Teenage Fan Club. Are you familiar with that band?
No, I'm not familiar with
okay.
them.
Okay. Well, for those of you who may be, you know, familiar, it's has that kind of dreamy pop sound, I guess, is where
that's
it's going.
That's a good description.
And so, you know, that's kind of, you know, kind of why that sound out of all the sounds you could choose from, because obviously you're very versatile.
Well, thank you. I'd say it's accumulation of a lot of my styles, since I do love jazz and classical and rock and Americana and country and metal. I love a lot of different styles of music, and I was writing a lot of these songs when I was living in New York, which is 3 years ago, so I'm not necessarily writing that way right now, but I wrote all these songs that I was really proud of, but they hadn't been recorded. So about a year and a half ago, I just said, okay, I'm going to do this record. So right before Sons of Bill went overseas, we got all the basic rhythm tracks done, and I was listening to a lot of Beck, Sea Change.
Okay.
And Ryan Adams, Love Is Hell, and a lot of Wilco records, and a lot of classical. So that's kind of where I was coming from at the time. A lot of Brian Wilson, a lot of Beach Boys.
Just out of curiosity, have you heard Brian Wilson's new CD?
No, I haven't. Is it out?
Yeah, it's good. It's interesting. I recommend it to you. Hopefully sometime we'll get around to playing it a bit more. I played it once or twice earlier this fall. But Sam Wilson is my guest this morning. Tonight, Green Gates, will be the CD release party. We will get to a track from the album in just a minute, but how about if you play something for us live here in studio?
I'd love to. This is a song. This is actually a new song. It's not on the album. I thought I'd play some of the more Americana stuff for this early hour. It's called I'll Find My Way Back Home. And actually, Peyton is going to play this one with me tonight. I think we're going to do a duet or do it with the band.
It's an empty hall.
as it echoes back at you. It's like an empty freight line moving to the dead of night. No end in sight, nowhere to go, and no one to call your own. There ain't no voice on the other end of the telephone. Oh, and I wish I could see that smile and hold it in a frame just for a while. Just take me to the edge of the highway, I'll find my way back home. It's a flood of tears just falling down like rain, spilling to your empty bourbon glass. Pour it out, fill it up again until you feel no pain. Wander to the bar, everybody's having fun, they don't understand. If I could see that smile and hold it in a frame just for a while, just take me to the edge of the highway, I'll find my way back home. It's an empty hall as it echoes back at you. It's like an empty freight line moving through the dead of night. The wind inside, nowhere to go, and no place to call your home. There ain't no voice on the other end of the telephone. Oh, and I wish I could see that smile and hold it in a frame just for a while. Just take me to the edge of the highway, I'll find my way back home. I'll find my way back home. I'll find my way back home. I'll find my way back home.
WNRN. Sam Wilson is my guest this morning. He's going to be playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge, celebrating the release of Green Gates. This is his solo album. I know Sam for a long time as a member of Sons of Bill, and glad that he's here celebrating his release of Green Gates. So we kind of left off the story of this CD with talking about writing a lot of these songs in New York and laying down the rhythm tracks before Sons of Bill headed off to Europe. So talk a little bit about the whole process of creating this album and kind of getting the sound just right, you know, for you.
Yeah, basically, I wrote a lot of the songs in New York, and then I moved back to Charlottesville, and I was still writing, and I was writing definitely more folk Americana-influenced stuff, and some of the stuff was fitting in Sons of Bill, and some of the stuff wasn't. But I wanted a home for this stuff, so I started a band, and I met this guitar player named Brian Chenault, who played in Sun Domingo, and he's just an amazing player, and he sort of does what I do on a lot of my other bands, which is kind of fill the lead guitar role. And I started playing him a lot of my new songs, and he started singing with me and learning these new songs, and Brian Caputo on drums, and Wells Hanley, and Daryl Muller, and I just kind of got this band together just to start playing together to see what happened. And we did a show at Orbit, and we had a blast doing it. And then I called James McLaughlin, who I'd done a lot of records with out at his house. He has a home studio, and see if he'd be interested in recording the record. And he was really into the idea. And so, yeah, we laid down all the rhythm tracks, and then I split for a month. And I just kind of listened to all the rough mixes and got an idea of where I wanted it to go, and then came back and started just doing overdubs and kind of layering the record and kind of shaping it to where I thought it should go.
So how did you kind of divide up the guitar parts if you know, you're both accomplished lead guitarists? You know, usually the scenario is one plays rhythm and one plays lead.
Yeah, well, Brian is definitely the lead guitar player in this band, because I'm doing a lot of, you know, I'm just kind of strumming my own songs and holding down sort of the lower chords, and Brian's playing a lot of the dreamy stuff that you're hearing. And I do play electric on the album, and there's a lot of moments where there's, like, some good Grateful Dead meets Iron Maiden guitar duels, and I guess that's how you could describe it. So I definitely get a chance to rip it up. You know, we get a chance to trade a lot of licks together.
Well, excellent. Sam Wilson's my guest this morning. We're going to play a tune from Green Gates right now to give you the opportunity to hear a bit of what it sounds like, and probably more what you're going to be hearing tonight at the Gravity Lounge if you head on out there. We're going to play the first track called In the Morning on W. Anoran's Acoustic Sunrise.
Outside my door to come back in.
WNRN. Sam Wilson from the new album called Green Gates. That's the song I've been playing off this album as we've been kind of getting everybody psyched for the CD release tonight at the Gravity Lounge. We're going to be back with more music and conversation with Sam in just a minute. It is 9:19, and we do have a pair of tickets to tonight's show that not only features Sam Wilson and his band, but also Peyton Tochterman as well. Music starts at 8. My guest this morning in the WNRN studio is Sam Wilson. He's going to be playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge for the CD release party for Green Gates, and we're here talking about that this morning. So I guess it's time to talk about the celebration taking place tonight at the Gravity Lounge. We've talked about the fact that you and Peyton may do a little duet on that song you performed earlier, but who else is going to be there? Are you going to have the band that made the album there, or you got some substitutes in place?
I pretty much have the band. I'm really excited. Unfortunately, Daryl Muller, he did have a gig, so I hired somebody else, and then the gig got canceled. But I think he's going to be there. I've got Randall Farr on bass, an amazing bass player from Richmond who's played a lot with Paul Carreri and John Darth and Jeff Decker. I've got Brian Caputo on drums, Brian Chenault on guitar, Wells Hanley on keys. I've got Charlie Bell on pedal steel, which I'm really psyched about. He plays on track one on the record, and he's going to be there tonight. And my brother Abe is probably going to sit in on keys a little bit. Shannon is going to make a guest vocal appearance, and Peyton is going to make a guest vocal appearance. And Peyton is going to be opening up the night with Maddie Metcalf, an amazing accordionist. I'm sure you all know him. And they're going to get started around 8 o'clock. We're going to kick off around 9 and do two sets. And Bill's been great to us at the Gravity Lounge, so I'm really psyched about doing it there. It's been a long time coming. This putting out a record of your own is it's not an easy thing to do.
Well, it's all about you. You have to do it yourself. I imagine you have lots of people to help you, but still, it rests with you, where I guess a group project you might be able to actually delegate a little bit.
Exactly. It is all, it's just, I had a lot of my friends, they all pushed me along and volunteered their time, and but the financial aspects were, me teaching lots of guitar lessons to pay for this thing. But I'm really glad. I think it worked out really well. I've already got another album's worth of material that's, the next level from this, I think, and I'm already ready to get back in the studio again. So
cool. Well, how about one more live one from you this morning here on WNRN?
Sure. Song. It's called One Town Away. And actually, Sons of Bill is going to be on the new Sons of Bill record. So it'll be a nice little preemptive performance.
I hear it just done by you all by yourself.
Yeah, all by my lonesome. No one would get up early enough to play with me today. No. When you're waiting downtown at the station, and they're calling the last train to town, and you're sitting there flipping a nickel and wishing that she were around, and you don't seem to know where you're going, and I'm betting you might find your way to a random casino in Vegas with a woman who won't ever stay. Yeah, and you're going down a road that'll lead you astray. Put your cash on the barrel and you drink all your pain away. Where the women and whiskey aren't helping, it's neither money nor gambling is why you spend every dime on card games and wine for a song you won't ever sing.
And you go down a road that'll lead you astray. You put your cash on the barrel and you drink all your pain away. Well, just don't say that I didn't warn you. Believe me that I feel the same. 'Cause when your women run wild, you find you're the child. And knowing you don't wanna stay, on the barrel, and you drink all your pain away. You put your cash on the barrel, and you drink all your pain away.
WNRN. Sam Wilson, my guest this morning. We've been talking about the CD release party of his new album called Green Gates and a little bit about what's going on with Sons Bill. And glad to have Sam back in the WNRN studios. Do you got other side projects that you're doing? I mean, I know we're talking about tonight and we'll continue to talk about that, but you got other side projects going on besides Sons of Bill?
One little offshoot, it's actually similar, it's still my solo project, but I play at Inateca on Thursday nights, and I do a lot of covers, actually. I do a lot of old country stuff, like Merle Haggard and George Jones, Willie Nelson, then to like more modern stuff, and then I also do a lot of my originals, and that's, so that's just usually me, and sometimes Brian Caputo or Brian Chenault. I also play in Shannon's band. We just did Shannon Worrell's CD release party, which was really awesome. She has a great new record and called The Honey Guide. I really recommend that. I play a lot with Peyton, too, in duo and full band formats. And I know I play in some others. I can't really think of them right now.
Well, that's still a lot. That's a lot. You're busy, and that's good. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking to me about the new record, and congratulations on getting it together, and I hope you have a fantastic time tonight at the Gravity Lounge.
Thanks, Ann. It's always a blast coming in here.
Well, thank you very much.